April 26th, the message to declare. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said, yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that the message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 48. The phrase, "you are forgiven," is powerful and liberating. Genuine and sincere forgiveness releases the heart from captivity and the weight of sin. When we repent and receive God's forgiveness, our hearts are released from oppression and we're filled with emotions beyond measure as we enter the life God intended for us. In this passage, Jesus is addressing his disciples after the resurrection and before his ascension into heaven. He gives his disciples a great responsibility. As witnesses of the scriptures coming to pass, his disciples were to proclaim Christ's message of redemption to all the nations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, there is forgiveness available for all who repent. And praise God, the disciples obeyed, spreading the good news of Christ throughout the earth. Today, thousands of years after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the experience of full and complete forgiveness remains relevant, alive, and ready for any open heart. The good news is always available for hearing ears, and the power of forgiveness is ready to free the imprisoned soul. May we not take our own salvation for granted, and may we share the truth of Christ with others. Lord, a redeemed and grateful heart bows before you this morning. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I would be ready to boldly declare your good news to those who are willing to hear it. Amen. Forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at awakenthedawndaily and Facebook at awakenthedawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.